Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec l'actu, Learn English with News. It's Wednesday, the 27th of March, and today's news story is about an unusual race which took place in Paris. But before I tell you about that, let's have a look at our keywords. Words from today's episode, which you might not know or might not be sure about. So if you want to write these words down, get yourself a piece of paper and a pen, if you can. So we start with a verb, chase. C-H-A-S-E. What does it mean to chase someone? Next, a phrasal verb, dress up. Dress up. Next, we have a noun, tray. T-R-A-Y, tray. Next, we have another noun, hiatus. Let me spell that for you. H-I-A-T-U-S. Hiatus. And we finish with the verb spill. S-P-I-L-L. Spill. Okay, those are the key words. See if you can hear them and understand them based on the context. And we'll come back to all of them at the end to look at what they mean and how I use them. Okay, here is today's news story. Humans love racing against each other, whether it's the traditional form of simply running as fast as possible, or the weirder ways, such as chasing a wheel of cheese or carrying your partner. It's something which people have always enjoyed. Over the weekend, competitors took to the streets of Paris for an event which definitely falls into the strange category. It featured hundreds of waiters and waitresses, all dressed up in their work uniform, carrying trays with a croissant, cup of coffee, and glass of water, all while racing. It's an event which goes back 110 years and was held for the first time after a 13-year hiatus. It has been brought back to promote the Olympic Games, which is being hosted by the city in the summer. 200 participants raced for 2 kilometres along the streets of the historic Marais district, starting and finishing at City Hall. They were not only judged on how fast they completed the course, but also how much liquid they spilled. Thankfully, there was no risk of being burnt by hot coffee, as the cups were empty. Pauline Van Vimish and Sammy Lamroux were crowned the fastest waitress and waiter. Ms. Van Vimish started waitering age 16 and is now 34, working at Le Petit Pont Café and restaurant facing the Notre Dame Cathedral. Speaking about working as a waitress, she said, "I love it as much as I hate it. It's in my skin. I cannot leave it. It's hard. It's exhausting. It's demanding. It's 12 hours per day. It's no weekends. It's no Christmases. It's part of my DNA. I grew up in a way with a tray in my hand. I have been shaped in life and in the job by the bosses who trained me and the customers, all of the people I have met." The winning pair were awarded with medals, 2 tickets each for the Olympics opening ceremony, and a night out at a Paris hotel. And that's today's news story. Okay, so one of the stranger races that you're likely to see. Let's take a look back at the words I gave you at the start. So the first was chase. So I was telling you about some weird races, and one of these is chasing a wheel of cheese. And this really does happen in England, chasing a wheel of cheese down a hill. To chase is to pursue in order to catch. Next, to dress up. It featured hundreds of waiters and waitresses all dressed up in their work uniform. So to dress up means to wear something special or unusual. And they were all carrying trays. So what's a tray? Well, it's a container which is typically used for carrying food and drink. Tray. Next, hiatus. So it was the first time that the event had been held for 13 years after a 13-year hiatus. So a hiatus is a period when something is suspended or interrupted. And lastly, spill. So they were not only judged on how fast they completed the course, but also how much liquid they spilled. So to spill is to allow liquid to go over the edge of its container, usually unintentionally. And those are the keywords. Hopefully they are clear. So you can read the full transcript and see all of the keywords in the glossary on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. And there you'll also find a comprehension quiz to test your understanding. So if you're interested in some of that bonus content to help with your English, then visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. And there you'll see all of the content available on that particular platform. So thanks for listening to today's episode, and I'll be back with another new story tomorrow.